Military officers from Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania, and 9 other African countries gathered at the International Mine Action Training Center in Kenya recently. In classes and through simulated exercises like the one codenamed Blue Bonnet, they learned how to run a command post in an African Union or other multinational peacekeeping operation. The Canadian government is teaching the 10-day course.
You're the Army, do something.
Major Alan Woolley developed most of the course's material.
They should come up with a plan or at least an option to present to their commander saying, sir, we have analyzed these things and this is our recommendation to you. And then the commander can say, right, make it happen.
Many of the students will end up serving in the volatile Western Sudan region of Darfur, where rebel groups, government forces, and a militia called the Janjaweed have been battling each other and local residents for 4 years. An estimated 200,000 people have been killed and 2 million others displaced by the fighting. The African Union already has peacekeeping forces in Darfur. United Nations forces are expected to join them by early next year. In early October, 10 African Union peacekeepers were killed in the fighting. Back at the peacekeeper training program, Captain Assane Sakassan from Senegal explains that he is not intimidated by such an event.
We have to recognize that we are military and the risk exists everywhere. In spite of the deaths, we're prepared psychologically and mentally to confront the situation.
Peacekeeping missions can vary in their scope. The United Nations establishes the aim of each mission, the level of danger, and the use of force it permits. Course instructor Major Alan Woolley describes the basic concept of military peacekeeping.
We are there to stabilize a situation, lower the level of violence. We cannot eliminate it, but we can drop it to a point where negotiations can continue, some sort of durable solution can be reached, hopefully, and then implemented.
At the end of the course, the military officers are given a certificate, a handshake, and encouragement for the task ahead. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.